A male parliamentarian kicked a female colleague from South Africa. A female parliamentarian from Zimbabwe left nursing a sore hand after a scuffle with three male colleagues. These were amongst the chaotic scenes for 3 days in a row at the Pan-African Parliament in Midrand, South Africa. From its establishment in 2004, the Pan-African Parliament has been led by Francophone countries taking advantage of their numbers on votes. But English-speaking countries, largely in the south and some in the north, said they could not take it anymore and demanded rotational chances for the presidency. Zimbabwean parliamentarian Barbara Rhodes led them.
I do not agree with going ahead with these elections unless we observe and we follow what has been written to the clerk of this parliament. I submit.
But those from the Francophone countries were having none of it, leading to outbursts, insult and physical manhandling. Roger Nkodo Dang from Cameroon is the outgoing president.
If you want to apply rotation, we'll start long time ago. I have been elected twice. Southern region bring the candidate. Northern region bring the candidate. I beat him the election.
But South African parliamentarian Pemima Jodina strongly objected.
You people from the Francophones, you are trying Madame. To do that. You are not honest.
After 3 days, the election was called off and the sitting suspended in an effort to cool tempers. South Africa's ruling African National Congress was the first to condemn the chaos and animosity. Pule Mabe is the spokesperson of the ANC.
The scenes we saw there are not commensurate with the kind of a pact that we ought to achieve of uniting the rest of Africa's people.
Mabuto Mabena, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Communist Party, says the animosity is evidence of long-held hatred between some Africans.
As the Zimbabwe Communist Party, we reject this division based along the lines of the former colonizers, the French and the English. We must build unity within the African continent.
David Monyaye is an African studies expert at the University of Johannesburg.
We see it reflecting the weaknesses of the entire AU structure, and they somehow reflecting their parties and governments. And it speaks of the nature and character of governments that are there on the African continent.
Set up in 2004, the Pan-African Parliament is an organ of the African Union. It only has advisory and consultative powers. There are now calls for the African Union to intervene and save the continent from further embarrassment. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.